good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes and I'm Zoya Springwala. Today's Friday, the 7th of February, and here are the top things to know before the market opens. According to signals from the GIFT Nifty Index, which is trading about only 10 points higher, the BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty 50 are expected to resume trading on a flat note as the markets await the RBI's MPC decision. The Sensex and Nifty ended lower in the previous session, that was the weekly expiry day, as investors traded cautiously ahead of key corporate earnings and the Reserve Bank of India's crucial rate cut decision. Trent, Bharti Airtel and ITC weighed on the Nifty, keeping the index under pressure. The broader market settled mixed, with the BSE Mid-Cap Index sliding nearly 1%, while the BSE Small-Cap Index ended flat. Barring Nifty Pharma, Nifty IT and Nifty Private Bank, which eked out minor gains, the remaining 9 sectoral indices hovered near the flat line or ended lower. The broader markets did remain cautious, currently trading in a consolidation phase despite the government's focus on boosting consumption to cushion lower growth. On a technical basis, after the muted open, the market faced consistent selling pressure at higher levels. However, the short-term texture of the market is still on the positive side. For Nifty, now the major support lies near the 23,400 mark, while the resistance remains at 23,800. Traders are advised to adopt a cautious approach, buying near the support line and selling near the resistance. All eyes now turn towards the RBI's MPC meeting. The RBI is expected to announce a 25 basis rate cut later today, which would reduce the current repo rate from 6.5% to 6.25% to stimulate growth following the recent personal tax cuts. The central bank is caught between tight liquidity, a slowdown in consumption demand, and rising external vulnerabilities, forcing it to initiate an easing cycle while keeping inflation under control. The RBI, until now, has kept a hawk eye on price stability despite early signs of sluggishness in the domestic economy. A rate cut at this juncture, while it is a lot of experts' base case, will indicate a shift towards growth even though inflation remains above the RBI's 4% tolerance. However, inflation is easing. December CPI print came at 5.2%, but in January and February, it is expected to fall to 4.5%. Risks still, however, persist from imported inflation due to a depreciating rupee. Further, economic growth is clearly slowing, with the FY25 GDP projected at 6.4% compared to 8.2% recorded in FY24. This is driven by a weak investment cycle and cautious consumption. Global risks also remain elevated, with the US Fed's uncertain rate cut trajectory, trade war risks looming, and capital outflows increasing. This also requires the RBI to avoid excessive monetary loosening that could accelerate a rupee depreciation. Therefore, while a conventional 25 basis points rate cut in the upcoming MPC policy is less of a market debate, the market will be closely looking at to what actions of RBI beyond a cut will be watched. Easing by stealth via unconventional policy tools like liquidity and regulatory measures will continue. Now let's look at the stocks that will be buzzing in trade today. Telecom player Bharti Airtel reported a net profit of 14,781 crore for the third quarter. However, on an adjusted basis before the exceptional items, the profit after tax growth was 121% year-on-year to 5,514 crore. Food delivery major Zomato announced its decision to rebrand as Eternal, marking a significant shift in its identity. The rebranding reflects Zomato's evolving vision as the company aims to go beyond its food delivery roots, now encompassing major businesses including Blinkit, District and Hyperpure. FMCG to cigarettes conglomerate ITC announced agreements to acquire Prosumer, a frozen, chilled and ready-to-cook food company over the next 3 years. The first tranche of 43.8% will be acquired upfront, with the remaining stake to be acquired in tranches by June 2028. Further, rate cut stocks will also be closely watched in trade today. Shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they have performed. the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq Composite ended higher, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed lower after a choppy trading session on Thursday, as investors sifted through earnings reports and awaited Amazon results. Also, they were looking at a key jobs report, which is due to be released later today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell about 0.3%, while the S&P 500 gained 0.4%, and the Nasdaq Composite gained 0.5% in trade. The yield on the 10-year U.S. Treasury was a little changed at 4.43%, while in the currency markets, the dollar index was little changed at about 107.74. Gains for the yen followed comments from Bank of Japan's board member who underscored the case for higher interest rates. Asian stocks fell on Friday after muted moves on Wall Street as traders await U.S. jobs data that will help illuminate the path ahead for interest rate cuts. Japan's Nikkei 225 and the broad-based TOPEX index was lower by 0.3%, while South Korea's KOSPI and KOSDAQ index were both in the red. However, Hong Kong's Hang Seng and China's Shanghai index both pared their intra-session losses to trade with mild gains. Now in the Voice of the Day segment today, we have Lakshmi Iyer, the CEO of Investment and Strategy at Kolduc Alternate Asset Managers, who shares her outlook on the rate cut possibility. Let's have a listen to what she has to say.
This time FOMC was a status quo, but the clamor for rate cut over there is also happening. ECB did a rate cut. While our inflation is fairly docile, especially on the food side, the target number is nowhere near met, and currency is definitely in a volatile phase. So I think we are entering the monetary policy phase with multiple uncertainties. So I would say it's still a toss of a coin between the head and the heart. We don't know what will rule.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you for listening and have a great trading day ahead. We will catch you tomorrow at the same time.